This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1184. Is ain't always the wrong word to use?
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. In a previous episode, we told you to avoid the word ain't, but there are some special situations when it's okay to use it. What are those situations? Find out today. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Hey, doing well, Michelle. How about you?
I'm good. Gosh, you know what? Tomorrow is July 4th.
Oh, wow. That's true. Yeah, you're right. I can't believe it.
Yeah. Are you going anywhere?
Oh, you know what? I don't know yet, actually. What am I doing for the 4th of July? I know that we are planning a big trip this summer to go west.
That's great.
But I don't know what we're doing for the 4th of July yet. Maybe I'll go up to my brother's place because they always have a 4th of July thing where they go boating and stuff. So we'll see.
That's great. Well, all I know is that the traffic over July 4th weekend is going to be crazy, Lindsay.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah, it's always crazy on those holiday weekends, I think.
Absolutely.
Guys, today we are revisiting a question that we have covered before regarding the word ain't. Yeah. So we're going to get to that in just a second, but I want to direct you because it's very important to also listen to episode 871. That's, is there ever a good time to use ain't in English? So that's going to be key for today. So this is like the best friend of that episode. And we want to revisit it because we had a great friend from a listener, right, Lindsay?
We had a great question. Absolutely. Yeah, this is good. I know that a lot of students are often curious about this word ain't, right? And others that are kind of wrong most of the time, but not always totally unacceptable, right? So this is going to be great. But guys, before we get into the student's question from Catalina, I want to remind you, if you are taking the IELTS this year, we have another podcast. It's called the IELTS Energy Podcast. We publish 3 times a week. And my co-host over there is Jessica, who is a former IELTS examiner. She was an examiner for 14 years, okay? So she understands that test better than pretty much anyone in the world, I would say. And so you guys can go over and subscribe to the IELTS Energy Podcast. Listen 3 days a week, okay? Cool.
That's great. Okay, awesome. Well, so Lindsay, could you read this question for us? Yes. I really like this one.
All right, this is from Catalina Perea Butrago. So I love your podcast and I'm planning to get pregnant soon. So I love hearing Michelle's stories about her newborn. By the way, congrats to Michelle. Oh,
thank
that's cool.
You. Thank you so much.
Awesome. I think I heard sometime on your podcast that ain't is not a good expression, but my gringo friends use it a lot
sometimes in text messages, like the one below. Can you explain it a little bit, please? And also the expression messed up. I think it's a little strong to say it to someone, but maybe I'm too sensitive. So maybe that'll be a different topic, right, Michelle,
yes,
for another day. Okay. So here's the topic. Here's the text message. Ain't that the truth? Yeah, that's all it is. She completely fooled Fanny and then messed up the entire branch. She's the worst. I agree. She's literally doing the job of three people. I feel bad for her. Okay. This is someone's text message.
Well, we got it. We get the question here. So guys, yes, stay tuned because we are going to answer your other question because it's a good one about messed up. So look out for that in the next couple of weeks, guys. So ain't that the truth? So let's get into it. So first of all, I want to wish our listeners so much luck and I hope that you get pregnant soon like you want to be. So, and thank you very much for your sweet message. So again, we'll get into the other one in a future episode, but today we are going to be talking about ain't again. Ain't. And I wanted to revisit it because last episode when we spoke about it, we really cautioned against using this word, right, Lindsay?
Oh yeah. Strongly cautioned for sure.
Yeah. So we said, you know, there are expressions with ain't and also a lot of songs that use it, but overall we said it doesn't sound professional. So guys, we want to stand by that, I think. Yes. It's not that that episode is wrong at all, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, I completely agree, Michelle. I mean, that is the best. That's like the go-to rule of thumb when it comes to ain't, is that you really, you shouldn't use it most, 99% of the time, you're not going to use it.
Right, exactly. But you know what? It sounds like our listener has friends who use this phrase. This does not mean that her friends are uneducated or unprofessional or anything like that, right?
Yeah.
It could be a matter of, you know, where they're from, their upbringing, as we discussed in the Nuance episode we just did. And it can showcase their personality. There's a lot of reasons why they might use it. But I think the biggest reason they used ain't here is because they're using it as a part of a phrase. And yeah. Even though we told you not to use it, there are certain phrases which can showcase a fun and gutsy personality. So that's what I wanted to get into today. Lindsay, what do you think about this?
Yeah, that's true, actually. You know, I had a friend in college. Remember, so when I was in college, that was when IM, Instant Messenger, was popular. That makes me feel so old. AOL IM. No,
that's okay. Yeah.
Yeah, AOL IM. So that was like 2004 or 3. I had a friend who had the word ain't as part of her username. So like her username on AIM was like, I think it was like ain't no poet. And so that was what she called her user. So she used it in her username. And she was very smart, very cool, very hip, very like into literature and poetry and articulate. So it doesn't mean that it's not. It was OK that was her username.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Guys, if you want to really start using what you learn on our podcast, then the best way to solidify that learning is with the iOS app because you can get transcripts in real time on your phone. Guys, you can do a trial for a free week on the app. Go over, check it out, and sign up, download it onto your phone at allearsenglish.com/bonuses.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
So let's go through some of these phrases that may sound, you know, pretty natural and cool and fun to use. So the first one is ain't that the truth, which is what our listener asked about. So guys, this is saying you agree with someone in kind of an exaggerated or slightly sarcastic way, I think. Like, for example, with the traffic episode, I said there's going to be traffic, and Lindsay said, ain't that the truth, right? Said in this way with, like, very natural native intonation. Lindsay, good job.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I have a little experience.
So, yeah, it's saying, you know, you agree, you hear that person and you're kind of, yeah, it's more said, I think, in kind of a sarcastic way.
Yeah.
So, Lindsay, let's try it out in another example.
All right. Oh, my gosh. I got so many mosquito bites. I really need to wear bug spray.
Ain't that the truth, Lindsay? Ugh, I always get bit up this time of year.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's kind of this like a little snarky sounding, like, ain't that the truth, right?
Yeah.
I may not use it. I don't know if I would use it if Lindsay was like, oh, this is like my a beautiful color, and I would say, ain't that the truth? You know, I feel like it has like more of a funny kind of ain't that the truth feel to it. I don't know if I'm expressing this well enough.
Yeah, I think I know what you're saying. It doesn't work in every scenario. Right. It's kind of when you want to like overemphasize something and be funny. And it's definitely not taken outside of these chunks, right, Michelle? It's mostly inside these chunks.
Right, exactly, Lindsay. So that's ain't that the truth. So we wanted to go over a couple other ones that you could use. So this one, I it's funny, I wrote this episode and then I heard this example on TV. So I love when that happens because it kind of validates what I was thinking about. Lindsay, what's this phrase?
So if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Nice.
This is great. This is so, I love this one. This is so classic. It feels very American, this phrase.
Right. It totally does. So, Lindsay, what does this mean?
So, if something is working, then don't change it.
Right.
Right. There's no reason to just change something just for the sake of changing it. So, keep it as it is.
Yeah. Right. It's like there's nothing wrong with it. So, you know, there's nothing to fix, really.
Exactly. And so, again, like we said in the last episode, we don't recommend using ain't alone, but if it's in one of these phrases, and it would be acceptable for pretty much for anyone to use, really.
I think so. I mean, I still think it has a more informal sound to it. Like, I wouldn't say this to a boss or something like that, but this is a casual phrase, and I think that it's a good one. And you wouldn't say, if it isn't broke, don't fix it, right? It wouldn't have the same effect.
Yeah,
if exactly. it isn't, yeah, you wouldn't, yeah, because ain't broke is completely incorrect. But you wouldn't say if it isn't broken, don't fix it. I don't know. It just sounds it sounds too formal. Like, this is the phrase. This is how people use it.
Yeah, you can't really take a phrase out of the way it's normally said and like conjugate the verb differently, right?
Just to change the grammar. Yeah, no. It's not going to sound right. So, Lindsay, let's try an example of this one.
All right. So, Michelle, let's change our website. We should use purple instead of yellow. It'll take us a long time to change, though. So what do you think?
Lindsay, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I think it looks great.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's good. And then there's another one. Oh, this one's good. This is, these are very classic, so American, actually.
Exactly.
This next one, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Right. So this is a song, actually. So I'm not sure which came first, the phrase or the song. It's basically saying, oh, you think that was good? It gets even better, right?
Yes, I love it. Let's do a role play for it.
All right. So, Lindsay, I can't believe you ran that mile in 8 minutes.
Oh, Michelle, you ain't seen nothing yet. On a good day, I can do 6-minute miles.
Okay. Awesome.
Right. No way.
So that's a good one to say, like, oh, it's going to get even more intense. I suppose it could be used for a negative way, but I hear it mostly for positive things, like, oh, it gets better.
It gets better. And or also, like, you haven't seen how great it is. You've only seen one piece of how great it is.
Exactly. Yeah. Let's do one more, Lindsay. What is it?
It ain't over till it's over.
Okay. Right. It basically, that's if something sounds like, sorry, even if something seems like it's over, there can always be a change. Like, I'm thinking about when I watched a basketball game with my dad when I was a little girl. And I remember it was towards the end and my team was losing terribly. And I was already mourning the loss of the game. And my dad said, oh, Michelle, it ain't over till it's over. And actually, my team won. So,
oh, wow. Yeah, that can happen.
So it's true. So that's a good one you can use. It ain't over till it's over.
Yeah, that's so true. Yeah, I love that. Well, how did the team win? Did they turn around and score?
Yeah, and then there was a shot. It was basketball, and there was a shot right at the end, and they were losing by like not that many points, but like enough where there wasn't enough time left, and then it was amazing, and I still remember it very clearly. Oh,
that's awesome! Basketball can turn around quickly for sure.
Oh yeah, I love basketball.
So here's a quick example. I guess I won't be winning that award.
Oh, Lindsay, it ain't over till it's over. Just wait until they make the official announcement. Stay optimistic.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I like today's phrases because, well, guys, if you pair that other episode, what was that episode number again, Michelle, with Ain't? It was episode number 871.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you pair that one, listen to that one, and then come back, listen to this one again, you'll see the contrast. It's not exactly the opposite what we're saying, right? We're not contradicting ourselves, but it's complementary, right?
Right.
I mean, I love it. It's going to give you a full understanding of this word ain't.
Right, right. Exactly. Yeah. So now we've kind of come full circle. You know, it's not usually a good word to say, but... these are some phrases that can add some spunk to your English. They can be a lot of fun and give you some character. And, you know, they're informal. And try using them. It might feel a little unnatural at first, right? But see if you hear others listening for it. And why not? Why not give it a try?
Yeah, I mean, at the very least, you're definitely going to hear these in the movies or in songs. Exactly. So now that you know them, just look and listen for them. Maybe write them down when you hear them. Write down what the situation was, and then you'll be the next to use it. So I like it.
Okay, perfect. All right, well, this is a great question and a lot of fun. So, Lindsay, have a good one.
Yeah, actually, before we finish, Michelle. Sorry. Yeah, I want to mention, guys, remember, you can now get the transcripts for this show in two different places. You can get them on the app. If you go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses, you could actually be reading the transcript of today's episode. And we now have special vocabulary words that you can save and remember. So go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses. Or if you just want to get them by email, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe and sign up to get them delivered every Monday. All right.
Okay. That was great, Lindsay. Thank you so much for hanging out today. And guys, thank you for listening.
All right, Michelle. Talk to you soon. Bye. All right,
bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.